in one of those musicals. I hate the movies like poison, but I get a bang imitating them. Old Strad later watched me in the mirror while he was shaving. All I need's an audience. I'm an exhibitionist. I'm the goddamn governor's son, I said. I was knocking myself out, tap dancing all over the place. He doesn't want me to be a tap dancer. He wants me to go to Oxford, but it's in my goddamn blood. Tap dancing! Old Strad later laughed. He didn't have too bad a sense of humor. It's the opening night of the Ziegfeld Follies. I was getting out of breath. I have hardly any wind at all. The leading man can't go on. He's drunk as a bastard. So who do they get to take his place? Me, that's who. The little old goddamn governor's son. Where'd you get that hat? Stradlater said. He meant my hunting hat. He'd never seen it before. I was out of breath anyway, so I quit horsing around. I took off my hat and looked at it for about the 90th time. I got it in New York this morning, for a buck. You like it? Stradlater nodded. Sharp, he said. He was only flattering me, though, because right away he said, listen, are you going to write that composition for me? I have to know. If I get the time, I will. If I don't, I won't, I said. I went over and sat down on the washbowl next to him again. Who's your date? I asked him. Fitzgerald? Hell no. I told you, I'm through with that pig. Yeah? Give it to me, boy. No kidding. She's my type. Take her. She's too old for you. All of a sudden, for no good reason, really, except that I was sort of in the mood for horsing around, I felt like jumping off the washbowl and getting old Stradlater in a half Nelson. That's a wrestling hold, in case you don't know, where you get the other guy around the neck and choke him to death if you feel like it. So, I did it. I landed on him like a goddamn panther. Cut it out, Holden, for Christ's sake, Stradlater said. He didn't feel like horsing around. He was shaving and all. What do you want to make me do, cut my goddamn head off? I didn't let go, though. I had a pretty good half Nelson on him. Liberate yourself from my vice-like grip, I said. Jesus Christ! He put down his razor, and all of a sudden jerked his arms up and sort of broke my hold on him. He was a very strong guy, and I'm a very weak guy. Now cut out the crap, he said. He started shaving himself all over again. He always shaved himself twice to look gorgeous, with his crummy old razor. Who is your date if it isn't Fitzgerald? I asked him. I sat down on the washbowl next to him again. That Phyllis Smith, babe? No, it was supposed to be, but the arrangements got all screwed up. I got Bud Thaw's girl's roommate now. Hey, I almost forgot. She knows you. Who does? I said. My date. Yeah? I said. What's her name? I was pretty interested. I'm thinking. Jean Gallagher. Boy, I nearly dropped dead when he said that. Jane Gallagher, I said. I even got up from the washbowl when he said that. I damn near dropped dead. You're damn right I know her. She practically lived right next door to me the summer before last. She had this big damn Doberman pincher. That's how I met her. Her dog used to keep coming over and... You're right in my light, Holden, for Christ's sake, Stradlater said. You have to stand right there. Boy, was I excited, though. I really was. Where is she? I asked him. I ought to go down and say hello to her or something. Where is she? In the annex? Yeah. How'd she happen to mention me? Does she go to BM now? She said she might go there. She said she might go to Shipley, too. I thought she went to Shipley. How'd she happen to mention me? I was pretty excited, I really was. I don't know, for Christ's sake. Lift up, will you? You're on my towel, Stradlater said. I was sitting on a stupid towel. Jane Gallagher, I said. I couldn't get over it. Jesus H. Christ. Old Stradlater was putting Vitalis on his hair. My Vitalis. She's a dancer, I said. Ballet and all. She used to practice about 2 hours every day right in the middle of the hottest weather and all. She was worried that it might make her legs lousy, all thick and all. I used to play checkers with her all the time. You used to play what with her all the time? Checkers. checkers, for Christ's sake. Yeah, she wouldn't move any of her kings. What she'd do, when she'd get a king, she wouldn't move it. She'd just leave it in the back row. She'd get them all lined up in the back row, then she'd never use them. She just liked the way they looked when they were all in the back row. Stradlater didn't say anything. That kind of stuff doesn't interest most people. Her mother belonged to the same club we did, I said. I used to caddy once in a while, just to make some dough. I caddied for her mother a couple of times. She went around in about 170 for 9 holes. Stradlater wasn't hardly listening. He was combing his gorgeous locks. I ought to go down and at least say hello to her, I said. Why don't you? I will, in a minute. He started parting his hair all over again. It took him about an hour to comb his hair. Her mother and father were divorced. Her mother was married again to some booze hound, I said. Skinny guy with hairy legs. I remember him. He wore shorts all the time. Jane said he was supposed to be a playwright or some goddamn thing, but all I ever saw him do was booze all the time and listen to every single goddamn mystery program on the radio, and run around the goddamn house naked, with Jane around and all. Yeah? Stradlater said. That really interested him. About the booze hound running around the house naked with Jane around. Stradlater was a very sexy bastard. She had a lousy childhood, I'm not kidding. That didn't interest Stradlater, though. Only very sexy stuff interested him. Jane Gallagher? Jesus. I couldn't get her off my mind. I really couldn't. I gotta go down and say hello to her, at least. Why the hell don't you, instead of keep saying it? Stradlater said. I walked over to the window, but you couldn't see out of it. It was so steamy from all the heat in the can. I'm not in the mood right now, I said. I wasn't either. You have to be in the mood for those things. I thought she went to Shipley. I could have sworn.